Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm just so grateful that you come along and do this study with us. And as we study together, we always want to start with prayer. So if you will, bow your head with me and let's pray. Heavenly Father, we open our hearts and minds. We open our eyes and ears to receive from you today from this book of Galatians. Lord, we want to know more about your grace. We want to know more about how the word was spread and how you might use us to spread the word of the gospel to others. We pray that you will bless us by teaching us and guiding us by your Holy Spirit into all truth, and then equipping us to live according to that truth so that we might be pleasing to you. And we'll give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Remember the Poor, and it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 2 and verse 10. Paul the Apostle has been writing about his time in Jerusalem with the leadership within the church as he told them of his ventures among the Gentiles. Paul has been given a commission by God to reach the Gentile nations with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And although this was unusual in the minds of the Jewish believers, when they heard of the grace of God coming to the Gentiles through Paul, they could not resist. They agreed that he and Barnabas were to reach the Gentiles, and they extended to them the right hands of fellowship to symbolize their agreement. In chapter 2 and verse 10 of the book of Galatians, the leadership at Jerusalem added one more reminder to Paul. Paul wrote, "Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do." Paul and Barnabas' commission had been given to go into the heathen nations, and after the symbol of the right hands of fellowship, which meant blessing and acceptance, the leadership added, "Only they would that we should remember the poor." There is something beneficial to adding the practical aspects of ministry to the workings that are spiritual. There are poor people in the world, and Paul and Barnabas would certainly encounter them as they made their travels among the Gentiles as well. When a comment was made about wasting precious ointment to anoint Jesus' feet, he said, "The poor you will have with you always, and thus it has been, and thus it shall be." However, there were poor people among the people in Judea as well, and as Paul shared among the Gentiles, he often gathered from the Gentile nations to give to the church at Jerusalem, which quite possibly could be a part of the request made by the leadership there. In other words, Paul and Barnabas, while you're preaching among the Gentiles, be sure to receive an offering for the poor within Jerusalem as well. Paul concurred with the leadership as he wrote, "The same which I also was forward to do." Paul said he was ready to exert himself in this area and give diligence to helping the poor among them. Again, practical application is a necessary part of sharing the gospel. Paul wrote about this idea in the book of Romans in chapter 15 in verse 27, where we read, "It has pleased them verily, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things." The Gentiles would benefit spiritually by Paul's teaching, and therefore care for the poor in natural things should be an easy response. Those who are affected by the gospel spiritually naturally understand that participation in the practical things is not only necessary but essential, especially when it comes to the poor. How long has it been since we have considered the poor? Have we partaken in the spiritual things and maybe even promoted them and yet not considered the poor at all? Have we been so spiritually minded that the practical mind never considers others who are disadvantaged at all? As we ponder these things, may we all hear the reminder of the leadership within the Church of Jerusalem, remember the poor. And thus we will fulfill the Great Commission in both spiritual and practical ways as we do. Next time, we will look at the agreement made in Jerusalem. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.